time.
And that's all.
Currently in a Hong Kong film. Bad lip syncing.
Ah, I see that you are here looking at aeroplanes.
Yeah.
That's hard to watch.
See?
I'm going to just look out the window. Hey, where are we in episode 23?
We are at the... Is it the Operations Road viewing area?
I believe that's correct.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. At Melbourne Airport.
At Melbourne Airport, or close to Melbourne Airport. There's a story attached to that.
Matt has graciously agreed to meet me closer to my house than for me to have to go to Frankston today.
And apparently the airport is halfway. Can you hear that airplane?
I should mic it up.
But you can't see it.
And so the story of why we're here this morning goes thusly.
Oh, okay, so... not even Jetstar's fault this time.
Oh, what?
What do you mean? Did you want me to tell a terrible story about Jetstar?
I just like blaming...
Airlines
for stuff.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you know, they're okay. It's like people just bag out on Tiger all the time. I don't know, I haven't flown Tiger for a really long time, but I've only had one terrible experience with Tiger, which is when I turned up at the airport to fly back for our old roadie's surprise 40th birthday party / band reunion, and I turned up at the airport and there was a whole bunch of people standing around with clipboards furiously writing stuff in. So anyway, I dutifully lined up, looking around thinking there's something going on here. Lined up, finally got to the front of the counter to check in and said, what flight are you on? And I said, to Adelaide, 11 o'clock. And she said, that flight's been cancelled.
Right.
What do you mean? Yeah, there's no flight.
Right.
We emailed.
Mm.
You didn't. We text messaged.
You didn't.
don't tell me all these things you did when you didn't. Yeah, okay. All right, well, when's the next flight? She said, tomorrow. Yeah, so then that was the high tower. So that's what everyone was doing. All these other people that had been emailed and texted were filling in their forms to say, could I please apply for my compensation for this flight?
All right.
Anyway, $400 later, there I am at Virgin, making sure I get to South Australia on time to perform at this big surprise bash.
Did you get to be there?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But, you know, I had to get there. Anyway, so that's my Tiger experience.
Yeah, I only had... I've flown with them a few times. The only bad one I had was getting into Perth 5 hours late. So, you know, it was delayed. You know, it's one plane and it does this, and then it goes back.
So
and
it's, so if it's like a doctor, if he's late for his first appointment of the day,
yeah,
even if you get in to see him at 10 o'clock in the morning, how can you be running 20 minutes late at 10 o'clock in the morning? Fucking GPs.
So we just ended up getting to our backpacker accommodation at 5 a.m. or something stupid, and then having to pick up the hire car at 8 a.m.
Oh, that's horrible.
And then spending the first day delirious. But I kind of get that thing where I go, it's so cheap. It's so cheap.
Oh, Tiger.
Just generally. Flying in... The idea, international travel as well, like, you know... I just hear people bitching about, oh, we had to wait, and why do we have to get off the plane and do this and this? It's like, man, you just flew around the world in 20 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But... like, for probably, like, less than what it cost you to drive to Brisbane.
But so, precedents are what we become accustomed to, like, you know.
I agree with you, but I think perspective is something that you should try to hold on to.
An American comic once doing a routine about the idea that he was on a flight in the States and the passenger close by to him was bemoaning the fact that the Wi-Fi wouldn't work on the plane. And this comedian,
20,000 feet.
Yeah. Well, because in the States, you know, they had their you can use your mobile phone laws long before we did. And the comedian's take on it was, you're in a chair in the sky. So, yeah. But the thing is, like, we've got Wi-Fi on this flight. Why isn't my Wi-Fi work?
Yeah.
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
That's what it should be called. Wi-Fi in the plane should be called Wi-Fi.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a real good word.
A little bit racist, but...
Why?
Well, only if you're in Schleiner.
It depends where you put the hyphen as well.
Does it?
Wife. Lie.
Oh,
husbands do too.
Yeah, but mainly wives. So, so our flight was bang on time because it was delayed.
Oh, hang on. This is back to the real story. Yeah. We got.
They'd have got there. It's all right. They'd have got there.
It was for my benefit.
I'm glad this guy's going. I didn't like the way he looked at my car.
No, he's from Queensland, though.
Yeah.
Well, his car is.
Get away. I don't like it when people look at my
stuff.
We'll
talk about Queensland again shortly.
Yeah, okay. So, our flight was delayed.
Yes.
Getting to Queensland.
Yes, it was.
And you missed your first gig, didn't you?
Believes yes yeah. Yes we did yeah.
So and I just made it just in time, so that was good. But bang on time coming out of Proserpine to come back to Melbourne. Jetstar's the only airline that flies direct. I sound like I work for Jetstar. No, they're not that bad, and they're the only ones that fly direct. Amazing. So so that was good. It was all looking good, and then we sat on the tarmac for a bit longer than I wanted, and I was starting to get a bit antsy because my flight was due to arrive at quarter to four, and I had a 4:30 gig.
Gee, I wish these airplanes would be quiet.
So it was always going to be tight, but when we got delayed in the air because it was windy in Melbourne and they were only using one runway. We were delayed in the air for like 25 minutes. Wow. So all of a sudden, instead of quarter to four landing, it was a 10 past four landing. I would usually be at my gig at 4 o'clock.
Ow.
To set up for a 4:30 start. So...
What did you do?
I messaged while we were circling.
Yeah.
Messaged the manager at the pub and said...
You were allowed to use your phone then?
Yes, Dom.
Oh.
Is that what you meant? Were you asking for... This time, were you asking the question for the viewers?
No, I was genuinely... Because I'm terrified of getting into trouble for any reason whatsoever. When someone says, all right, it's time to put... I'm the first person to put the laptop down and put the thing up and, like, I'm the first person to do it. Because then the poor people have to walk through the cabin and they tell everyone and then they walk back because that person still hasn't put their thing up.
Yeah.
It's like just... Yeah, so...
I used to never put my phone on flight mode. Just as a show of this is a bullshit rule.
Right, so do you talk on the phone at the petrol station?
No, except for the time I've been told off for doing it. Well, it's rubbish. It's rubbish. Your phone is not a current emitting device, and nothing you're doing at a service station is going to get ignited by using your fucking phone.
No currents, no raisins.
So it's a bullshit rule, and I balk against bullshit rules, and that's why I've got so many sheriff's warrants out against me.
Right.
For parking fines that aren't fair, that I've been fighting for 5 years, some of them.
Parking fines aren't fair.
I would never park in a disabled zone. Ever, ever, ever in my entire life have I ever done anything so heinous.
I mean, you even bought a car that you're allowed to park in loading zones.
Well, I've got loading to do.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And you do.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So anyway. But if I was a prick that parked in a handicap zone and got done for it, I would cop that because fair enough.
Yeah.
But not if... Okay, so not if in I was in Adelaide. Oh, this is brilliant. In Adelaide, I was desperate for a wee. And... It's Adelaide, so there's no credit card facility on most of the parking meters. And I was in Adelaide, so I didn't have any Adelaide currency. Because they use different... I don't know, it didn't matter. Anyway, I didn't have any change for the meter.
You mean money.
Really had... Really, really, really... We live in a cashless society, as far as I'm concerned. Really, really, really needed to have a wee. So, just parked, ran across to the closest public facility, came back, there was a guy giving me a ticket. I said, dude, I've been like... 3 minutes. I didn't have any change. I had to take a piss, or I was going to wee in the hire car and do my deposit. We can't have this. And
yours was a financial decision in the sense of, okay, so I either get fined for lewd public behaviour, I either pee in the car.
Lewd public behaviour.
Well, I don't know what the law is, but you know, I'm just getting out and peeing on the side of the road. On the freeway is fine.
I don't think you're even allowed to on the freeway. I do a lot.
Because I saw a whole car, there's been like six guys standing on the side of the road the other day. Hey guys, need a pee? Yeah, me too. Yeah. Oh, I don't, but I probably could. Yeah, all right. You can imagine them all getting it.
So, well, I think we can all agree there's nothing that says... high class than a stretch Hummer and a whole bunch of guys in suits, obviously, on their bucks day, taking a piss all at the same time. I see that a lot. Anyway, so...
Oh, you do come up from that side of town. No, I'm just saying there's...
Here we are in Sunbury.
I was just meaning there's probably more stretch Hummer hire.
I know what you meant.
On that side of town.
I know what you meant.
It's highly populated. With
this vehicle's not going to be soon when I get out in a big huff.
Be lowly populated. And so, you got a fine in Adelaide.
Oi, sorry. I'm telling the story. I haven't forgotten. And I'm coming back to the Jetstar one.
Oh, fuck,
it's all right, dude.
Oh, God.
I'm on top of it.
I'm not.
It's Monday morning. I'm all over it.
Monday.
So, the guy said, look, I'm sorry. Write a letter to them and explain what happened, because...
Oh, that's nice of him.
So he was friendly and everyone. Yeah. So I wrote my letter and they wrote back and basically said, screw you, Victorian, you are stuck with this. And I thought, well, fuck you, Adelaide, there's no way I'm paying this. And it's Adelaide, so the fines aren't that big. Like, it might have been $35.
What's it up to now?
The first letter I got from them,
$500.
And I wrote back and said, you are fucking joking. This was like a tiny, tiny fine that I could have paid, but wasn't prepared to because I wrote my letter and they said no, but I wrote another letter and they said no again. Anyway, $500.
See, the absurdity of getting a fine is even...
For having a wee.
It's even in the language used to describe what it is. They're even trying to fuck you over with that. It's like, it's fine. Just pay it. It's fine.
You see what I did there?
Yeah.
I didn't tread all over your tagline because I knew what was coming.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know
you
that
could
was...
learn something.
I didn't know that was what was going to happen, actually, because you're wearing sunglasses and I cannot see your eyes.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's still outstanding.
Oh, I was going to say. Great story.
Yeah. So, I don't know what's going to happen with that, but I'm not paying it.
No, it's just...
They can... quietly go away and fornicate themselves.
Speaking of ridiculous fines, yours was given, I would assume, by a person who worked for the council.
Yeah.
Right. So
as distinct from just somebody with a clipboard.
Oh, no. Yeah. So there are all these kind of private car parks now where it's like
I've heard about
apparently,
them.
apparently the public spaces... There's something in the law that, you know, the public spaces they can fine you, but on a private car park they can't fine you, but they do anyway. So if you go to, like, if it's just a car park like this, and they say it was privately owned, and there was a meter, and there was signs up everywhere saying you have to pay, people go up and they pay because, you know,
well, I guess people in society.
Yeah, we're happy to use a facility, or we think it looks like a public space, so we use it as such. But there, you know, so then if you do get fined, they've got no way of reinforcing it. They'll send you a letter and a debt collector stuff. And it's like, well, actually, you can't do that. And so there's this... I know my dad got fined. My dad never gets fined for anything, but he got fined in one of those things. And he looked it up. He's like, you don't exist. Like, it's not a thing.
Right.
It's this place. So he ended up not paying the fine because he said, no. Like, you can't enforce it. Kind of like you. In that situation.
I mean,
he didn't pee anyway.
I guess, I mean, at some point I'm going to cross the border and they're going to arrest me, I suppose.
I've got a question for us. Do you think we can explain why we're at the airport before this podcast gets to 20 minutes? I'm not having a go at you.
I'm
part of it too.
Part
of it too, but it's interesting because lots of the feedback we get about our podcast is, just stick to the fucking story, guys.
I'm coming back to it. Direct all correspondence about my meandering story to Dom. At trcpodcast.com.
I've done it too. I'm not saying... I don't even know.
What's our address?
Yeah.
No, go on, say it.
trcduo.com.
Okay. Dom at trcduo.com. Because I don't want to hear about it. If you've got complaints, send them to Dom. I don't want to know. I don't want to fucking know.
Wow, look at you back. You've got Monday-itis.
No, I don't. I'm not Garfield.
Oh, okay.
Fat and orange.
That doesn't
dare you.
Doesn't
You're thinking of Donald Trump.
You've got Donald...
Orange and fat.
Oh, sorry.
So,
15 minutes.
So, we got, we're in a holding pattern.
Can I just say, hang on, you got a hair on your face.
Thanks,
man. You got lots of hairs on your face.
Thanks, man.
That one shouldn't be there.
I got my Al Pacino hair as well, apparently. Girls get the girls, write that down.
No, that's Vince Colosimo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Street hero? No. What's the film called that he was in?
Wog Boy.
I've never seen it.
Ah. Hence the...
I've just seen the Wog Boy, Wog Boy, Wog Boy in the best bit of Australian acting ever committed to celluloid.
That's pretty good.
Love it. Okay. In a holding pattern, obviously, I'm going to be late. Made the decision that I must not wait for my luggage because it was just... Is that like a 2-minute process? Plus guitar, oversize. They always come out last. They don't always come out last. They almost always come out last. So 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I just couldn't. So I just left and ran away and left my bags there.
Slept your shit at the airport. Like, do not leave baggage unattended.
But it's on the carousel. It wasn't unattended. It was on the carousel.
Was there an attendant there?
There's cameras.
Is that...
It wasn't unattended. Well, at some point, your baggage is unattended.
That's true.
Like, they just mean sitting around.
And, to be fair, you didn't leave it unattended. Someone else left it there.
That's right.
So, yes. All right.
An attendant.
Yeah.
An unattendant.
Yeah. At what point does an attendant become an unattendant?
I guess as soon as it goes on the carousel and disappears through those flappy plastic things.
Speaking of language...
Not my fault. Go on.
Speaking of language, it's used to confuse us. That's one. As well as waiter. I mean, if they're called a waiter, but you're the waiting person.
No, they're waiting on you.
But they're not.
They are.
You're waiting on them.
To come over and take your order.
And to bring your stuff.
Well, no, that still makes him a waiter because he's waiting for the kitchen to make your food to bring it out to you.
Oh, is this one of those ones we're going to go on a holding pattern and everyone's a waiter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I a dumb waiter?
You're a dumb waiter.
That's true.
Yeah. So,
this is not scripted.
Got to my gig. I think that's obvious. Got to my gig, and phone call from an unknown number, picked it up, and it was baggage services at Melbourne Airport. And it was...
What is your name?
Quite a belligerent voice. It said, Mr. Bradshaw.
Yes.
Are you coming to collect your luggage in the next 2 minutes? No, I'm not. Why is that? My flight was delayed and so I had to leave it. I made the decision that it could just stay there and I would pick it up later. Well, that's an absolute no-no. Well, I'm sorry, I wasn't aware that it was a no. That was what he said, a no-no. An absolute no-no.
Absolute no-no. Right.
You can't just leave your bags at the airport. I said, well, I didn't really have a choice. I had to get to work on time and I was already late. So I thought I'd just come by tomorrow and pick it up. He said, well, I'm going to have to speak to my superior now and find out what's going on. Well, what does that mean? And he was basically hanging up. So, well, no. Give me a number that I can call you on because I need to know when I can come pick this stuff up. He said, well, I don't know when you can come pick it up. We're not a holding office, you know. Angry, angry, angry man. Anyway, he didn't call back in an hour like he said he was going to. And so I rang the number and got the loveliest girl you'd ever want to talk to and said, you're nice. The last guy who spoke to me was really angry with me. And she said, was he? I said, yeah. And she said, no, that's okay. We're here till 1 o'clock in the morning. You can come by.
Were they there?
Don't preempt my fucking story. No, they weren't there. So I drove from our gig.
What time did you get there?
I rang them when I left you, so at 25 past 12, and the phone number rang out. I thought, this doesn't bode well. And I rang 6 or 7 times and it kept ringing out.
Were they under the desk going?
So yeah, I got there at 10 to 1 and they were long gone. There was another girl there manhandling a wheelchair into a side office. And I said, are you from baggage services? And she said, yes. I said, oh, that's excellent. And she said, what airline? And I said, Jetstar. And she said, And we're looking at this shuttered, locked. She said, yeah, they've all gone. I said, yeah, it looks like they've all gone. Have they actually all gone? And she said, yeah. Okay, right. So I wanted to swear violently. I was tired and I'm sick and
you did swear violently in the text message you sent me.
I did. I did spell that word out, which I don't usually, but they were absolute anyway.
But you know I don't mind that word, so that's
fine. No, don't say it again.
All right.
Shocked and horrified that you said it 3 times in the last podcast.
It's just a word.
Now I'm worried about any time you start
it's
word that starts with C. Even just when you said calm your farm, I thought you were actually going to say. So anyway, so I rang this morning, got a different girl who was also lovely, like so lovely, because airports and airport staff tend to be that quite officious, a bit kind of standoffish security guardy type thing. The two girls I spoke with, unlike the guy I spoke with yesterday, the two girls I spoke with were like tuck shop attendants.
So really comfortable.
Lovely. They were lovely. So the girl today, I said, well, I said, are you the guy I spoke with yesterday? And she said, no, but Bradshaw, I recognise your name. I've got your stuff here. I said, yeah, because the girl yesterday told me that you'd be there till 1 o'clock, and she said, well, she's a dipshit. We would usually
she could
finish.
Have caught her something else.
Well, yeah, we would usually finish about 12:45 and go and do our sign off sheets and all that rubbish. And I said, right, okay. So she said, no, so you came down at 1 o'clock in the morning? I said, yeah, I didn't. She said, oh, you poor possum. So anyway, I
did
got
you
my.
Go?
So these are the positives I take, though, because every cloud.
Every civil outing has a cloud.
I love being at airports when no one else is there.
I'll be anywhere when no one else is there.
But it's a really weird sensation, because a place that is usually, almost exclusively, just completely bustling and full of human existence, when you get there and there's like just one guy polishing the floor and stuff, it's kind of freaks me out a bit. I like it,
yeah.
But it makes me edgy but kind of calm. It's weird. It reminds me of a Stephen King story, and I don't know how to pronounce it. The Langoliers. I've never known how to pronounce it, but amazing short story. Mm. Might even be a Richard Bachman story. No, Stephen King story. You know, he writes under the pseudonym. Yeah. And there's a deserted airport featured in that, and it's awesome. It was a terrible film, but. Yeah, so it always makes me think of that. Anyway, so that's a positive. And then the other thing is that I thought maybe this morning they would charge me $1 million for the privilege of parking in short-term parking. But $5 for the first 15 minutes.
Brilliant.
But here's what I learned. It takes longer than 15 minutes to park your car and go and get your luggage and then have a little conversation with the tuck shop lady and then go back to your car. So it's $10. $10 for 15 to 30 minutes. So I took 15 and a half minutes, I reckon, to... Anyway, and that's why we're at the airport doing a podcast. Da, 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 da!
23 minutes.
So there you go.
That was really loud.
I did it.
Yeah.
Towards the aircraft.
The microphones are very, 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 very sensitive. So don't talk about them behind their back.
So we were hoping to kind of go outside. Dom's got a newfound appreciation for doing on-location shoots after our successful Airy Beach sojourn.
And our previous conversation.
Also, by the way, Dom, when I got in the car, had a bottle of water waiting for me. It's like an Uber.
But really not very clean and tidy.
Also, the engine's running and the air conditioner's on, and I misunderstood when I got in Dom's car. I put my seatbelt on. I thought we were going to another location.
We could.
Because the engine's on, so it feels like...
Should we try and go somewhere?
No!
Oh, that's not stuck down.
I can hold it.
We can try and go somewhere.
She said. All right.
Yeah?
Mm.
All right. Let's do...
All right. Have you got any mints for me, Mr. Uber driver?
No, you're a vegetarian.
Ah, you see what he did there?
Yeah.
He's talking about turkeys.
Gobble, gobble. Oh, no. Now I have to put my seat forward again because I'm short. Where should we go?
I don't know. Didn't you say there was a park a couple of k's down the road?
Yeah, there's a thing. There's a memorial thing. I don't know what about, but...
Careful of your
seatbelt. I didn't plan this very well.
Nah, terrible.
Well, this is the whole thing. I didn't plan anything very well.
What, in life?
Yeah, pretty much.
No.
Hold the doobie. Let's go.
Dom was happier in Airy Beach. I'll give you the drum.
Well, that's because I was drunk.
Dom was drunk a lot in Airy Beach.
Are you going to get a parking fine for parking shabbily?
No.
Okay.
And by the way, if I got a parking fine because I've parked at a 30 degree angle, they could also get fucked. I'm not paying that. That's the sort of thing I won't pay.
You could write to them and say, 30 degree angle, I thought you meant that's what the temperature was going to be today.
Hey, while we're driving, I'll tell you my weird, odd public service bit of work that I did when I was in Airy Beach after you left. You can't help yourself, can you?
No.
It's like... Those stories.
Yeah.
Last night.
What?
The girls.
Which?
One's trying to tell a story and just interjecting with your own funnies. Just let them tell a story.
I'm funny.
Especially her. Because, So anyway.
Oh, this is...
Walking up the... What?
I need to concentrate.
Yeah, okay. Walking up the main street. This is not how dash cams are supposed to work.
No.
You're supposed to be filming outwards, not towards us. Cows. brilliant. Frisians? They're scritchy cows.
No, it's 30 degrees.
That's why they're under a tree. Walking up the main street in Early Beach, and it's a two-way street. And a guy had parked on the wrong way, facing completely the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Which is, when you think about it, on a mainish road, like a road in the centre of a town, it's an effort to park on the wrong side of the road. It's not like you're in a quiet suburban street. You've actually got to go on to the other side of the road.
Oh, so
you
parked in a parking space and went...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Facing another car.
Yeah. Big nutter. Yeah.
And I saw it as I was walking, and then I heard the chirp of the alarm being set and saw him walking away from his car. I didn't realise he was in it when I first saw the car. I looked again and I thought, he's a poor bloody tourist that doesn't get...
He's not allowed to do that.
Even though he's this far away from facing another car, he doesn't get that. Anyway, so I ran back, tapped him on the shoulder and said, excuse me, and he said, yeah? I said, oh, are you from here? And he said, no. Okay.
Oh, that helps.
Sounds confusing. I said, your Camry parked up there, yeah? I said, you might get booked for parking on the wrong side of the road. And he said, are they all supposed to be parked the same way? He said, well, I get a fine. And I said, you might. Stop going around in circles. I'll vomit on you.
So it was just the holding pattern.
Yeah, so he went back and moved his car. Isn't that weird? Are they all supposed to be parked the same way? I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Obviously. Because
one-way street, for example.
Yeah.
You all park the same way.
That's right. But it's not a one-way street.
No.
Life is not a one-way street.
It's a highway.
Thank you, Buster McQueen, or whatever your name is.
Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen.
Buster McQueen.
I don't know. I think I got confused with Bruce Willis's character in Die Hard. Don McLean.
Tom McLean? No, that's bloody American Pie Guy.
Oh, American Pie Guy. No, that's Stifler's mum. What are you talking about? What's happening in this conversation?
I'm gonna turn around and go back somewhere else now. So you continue to talk, and I'll concentrate on driving. It's not killing us.
I've got one of those. I've got Popeye's forearms in this shot because if it's all look. I am what I am. Did he ever say, I am what I am?
He'd be more like, I is what I is, wouldn't he?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, did he ever say, it is what it is? Was he the originator of that terrible phrase that basically is the new millennium version of shit happens?
That is what it is. Was what it was?
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a woman.
Will be what it will be? It's very adaptable.
And also, I've already yelled out cows today, so that's another Gene Wilder Richard Pryor reference.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So, tell me your post-Early stories.
I got back. Well, I also had a funny luggage on the carousel moment. Because we got off the plane.
Luggage on the carousel, doo-da.
We got off the plane and we all went, the three of us, separately to the bathroom. And then met outside. We decided to get a coffee and a muffin again. And by the time we got out, it was only three things on the carousel and nobody else around. It was only 5 o'clock, but it was deserted. And we took a photo because we thought, no one ever does this. Little did we know, 5 days later, Matt Bradshaw would. Oh no, this is going to be bumpy.
Nah, it's okay. It's all right.
There's the memorial thing I told you about. What's it say?
I can't read it.
Oh.
December 1824.
Oh, it's old.
Hume.
Oh, all I can see is the word erected. Apologies.
Sorry, that's mine.
Yours doesn't have a notice on it.
You're not looking closely enough.
True.
It's got inscriptions. And notches.
You might be able to...
what'd you do in Early Beach? Just got a few more notches on my erection.
Oh, you're funny today.
Thanks, man. Today. No, thanks, dude.
No.
Fucking backhanded compliment,
man. No, it's not. That's not true. It's like when you say to someone, oh, you look lovely today, and they instantly go, what, don't I look lovely any other time? It's like, well, actually, no, fuck you.
What about the woman I told you about yesterday who, at my gig, danced around, had a lovely time, afterwards came over to pay me a whole bunch of compliments?
Yes, this is good.
And within, though, the frame of reference of those compliments, also wanted to tell me about what?
I think you need your seatbelt on if the car's, like, on.
also wanted to tell me about her. I wouldn't pay it. I'm in a stationary vehicle.
Don't give him a fine, mate. No, he wouldn't pay it.
I wouldn't pay it anyway. Officer, yeah. Go about your business. You got no business here. I'm sitting in a parked car, even though the engine's on.
Are you trying to Ben Kenobi him?
Well, I'm trying to Angus Kenobi him. I don't know who he is, but he's someone. Anyway.
It'd be his nephew. Everyone's named Angus these days.
Well, they're never taking my freedom. Well, until they do. Until the bailiffs arrive. So...
That was a good Angus Friesian joke.
It was.
Yeah. Just so you know.
Sorry, do I have to laugh at everything say so people know it's
so
a joke?
Other people know I'm funny. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So within the frame of reference of her saying we've had a lovely time today, she also wanted me to know about her daughter, who's an amazing singer.
Mm.
She let me know her daughter's an amazing singer by, first of all, telling me that she's about to go to NIDA and all her other amazing achievements that she's had through her school career and post-school career and, you know, what an incredible musician she is. And the upshot of all that was, you should definitely do some work together. She's in Sydney, so you'd have to go there. Okay. Thanks for that. That's a good instruction. Just turn up in Sydney and look for this girl who's an amazing singer. You should definitely do some work with her, though, because she would only make you better. Okay.
People.
Thanks. It was just in her language. She wasn't meaning to be as she sounded. And then she said, and the guy she used to work with out of Adelaide, a guy named Nick, amazing guitarist. What did she say? I know she said that he makes his guitar cry. Oh, that's right. Amazing player. He would put your playing to shame. Like, you're really good, but he just makes the guitar cry. I said, you're making me cry with all these compliments you're giving me.
Oh, my God. Has she been drinking?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm increasingly finding it difficult to be a musician.
Because
that means, like, the majority of my interaction with human beings are, you know, when I'm not in my own house, is when I'm at work, and when they're drunk, and I'm not drunk, and I just cannot connect on a conversation level with people. Like, if suddenly you go, I think we're having a conversation, and they think we're having an argument. I'm not having an argument with anyone. Like, no, we're having a conversation. You've got your idea about this, and I've got my idea about this, but we're not.
Wow.
Having an argument. And now we're having a fucking argument because you think I'm having an argument with you.
Why do you even try and interact with drunk people?
What? No, it's not that. People come up
and want to have an argument.
That's not
with
true.
You.
Occasionally we do know people who have been drinking whilst at the gig, yeah.
And they don't try and argue with you.
Yeah, they do.
I think it's you.
Yeah, you might be right. No, but that's the thing.
I'm
like,
not even being facetious. Because I deal with drunk people all the time and I just laugh and point.
Yeah, okay. I guess my problem is I do engage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't, dude. Mm.
All right.
Ely Beach is full of sloppy drunk people. I mean, like, the falling over completely loose on holidays.
Yeah.
Backpackers.
Oh, I know. I was one of them.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But that's just...
You were fun, though.
Yeah.
Met us, Tom.
I am fun when I do that.
How's your thumb, by the way?
Really hurts still.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Played some good solos last night.
I've completely changed the way I play guitar. It's all legato now. It's been nice.
Explain to everyone what legato means.
That would require me to tap into some kind of formal music education that I don't remember getting.
And that I've never had, so I was actually hoping for it. There's an aeroplane.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Can they see it?
Not the... I don't know. It's hard to know. Wasn't the smoothest pan in the world.
They're so interesting from below, aren't they? They're like when you see a lizard from, you know, on the window.
Flying.
You know, see a lizard on a window, you're like, oh, that's what they look like underneath. I usually see all their, like, windows on top.
The lizard windows.
Yeah, like the eyes. Okay, and stuff.
That's a good name for a man. The lizard windows.
I love.
Just dribbled.
Did you? Yeah, well, it happens.
I think right on the microphone. So the world came to a stop. By the way, your back door's open. And lost that entire journey.
I know, we're hardcore. We'll close it eventually.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no drama. Yeah. So, is that... Did I answer the question?
I don't know. I asked if you had any post-early stories. You said you can't do gigs anymore because you fight with everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
It's quite the... And you've completely changed the way you play guitar.
I did get out of bed every day this week, even when I didn't have to. I got to pick up, put in one of my guitars.
What did you do?
I didn't do it. I took it to a friend of mine and he put it in. So that's cool. So now I can potentially use that at a gig.
What though? What did you do?
What do you mean, what did I do?
What guitar, what pickup, what happened?
My bourgeois Sean Watkins guitar, which was...
Your bourgeois Sean Watkins.
I think that's how you say it. otherwise, it's bourgeois. Well, I don't know. Yeah. And that didn't have a pickup in it, and so we put one in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Acoustic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So did that. Sprocket got a haircut. That was cool. I mean, it's cooler for him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's so funny when he gets clipped. He's like, just prances around. He's like, look at me, I'm so beautiful.
My hair looks a bit like Sprocket's today. Girls get the girls, write that down.
Well, that's probably about it. Then I did some gigs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vince Colosimo's gone off the rails, hasn't he?
I heard he got done for driving without a license, which might happen to me this year.
It won't happen.
No.
Even if Dom loses his license, he won't drive without it.
No, I wouldn't. Because I don't want to be in trouble.
Want to be in trouble.
I don't like it.
I don't like being in trouble either, but I won't fucking put up with bullshit.
No, that's fair enough. Yeah. What? So when do you think the... So you can lose 12 demerit points.
Yes.
Right, in Victoria.
No, you can accrue them.
Okay, that's true.
Oh, I hate that language.
Thank you, sorry. Speaking of, I'll bring something up with you, see how you feel about it.
Amazing.
So you can accrue 12 demerit points, and therefore lose your driver's license. Mm. When do we think that 12 demerit point limit was introduced?
Oh, I don't know. Do you know the answer to this?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I'm theorising that it's been 12 demerit points for a certain period of time, but in that period of time, the opportunity for you to be caught doing something wrong has increased dramatically because of all the surveillance.
Oh, good point.
So I'm wondering why, if there is, let's say, 10 times the amount of speed cameras and red light cameras that could catch you, why can't we accrue 120 demerit points?
Yep. It's good. I did that maths as well in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, you see, if you got more chance of getting caught, you should have more chance of...
Yeah.
Not being penalised.
Yeah, that's
right. Or, you know, being penalised, but not...
Did you just pronounce that word two different ways in two different sentences?
Yeah, I think so. I just heard someone on the radio,
always makes me laugh,
saying,
by the way.
Mispronounced, he did say. He did say mispronounced.
Really?
On the radio.
What station were you listening to?
ABC.
774?
Yeah.
No, he...
What'd
said...
What did
he say? Because I was listening to it too.
Oh, right.
He said it twice. The finance guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. He didn't say mispronounced. He said pronunciation.
Pronunciation.
Yeah. And they were talking about, of course,
pronunciation. Yeah. Which is fair enough.
Because he's talking about mall and mal.
I think he's right with pronunciation and pronunciation.
Well, he's not right.
Well, I know they spell differently.
Now, talk to me about irregardless in the fucking dictionary.
It's been included in the dictionary. Irregardless. It means regardless. Because
I'm out. I'm done.
Okay. You're done with that one. Okay.
Fuck me.
Hey. Yep.
Yeah, it's not bad. Fair. That is not the evolution of language.
No. No, I was having a conversation yesterday with someone about it, and she said, well, you know, language is fluid. I said, yes, it is. You're absolutely right. I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with something becoming a word because it's being misused.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly right. That's yeah. not fair.
Yeah.
So angry about that.
However, I imagine that's exactly how language has evolved over time.
I can't think of at least one other example, but I know there is at least one other example of the irregardless phenomenon, which I'm going to call it from now on. So I'm genuinely annoyed about that.
I can see body languages.
Yeah, well. Yeah. What else did you say you had to bring up with me when I said points accrued?
I think that was it, wasn't it? The irregardless.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It's weird.
I don't know.
I assumed it would have something to do with points or accruing, but just irregardless of that. It didn't.
It's unnerving, isn't it?
It's
yeah,
horrific.
I've become someone who's just let those things slide. Like I probably
when yesterday.
No, if someone, I don't. You know, I don't correct people with their use of language to their face.
But how will they learn?
Well, I don't know. But
when you say in public,
yeah, I wouldn't.
It's a group of people, and someone says something wrong.
Do you mean regardless?
Oh no, I wouldn't do that.
No,
I actually about you that word, I probably would. Okay. But no. But if a friend, if I'm in a one-on-one conversation with someone and they mispronounce something,
you did that to me just now. Well, not now, but
you mean penal system?
Penal system.
Penal.
I just squeeze my legs together. Like, my penal system.
Then, I absolutely will say, you know, I'm not doing this to be a dick, but just for future reference so you don't embarrass yourself in front of your friends, the word is regardless, not irregardless, you fuck stick.
That's good. I thought maybe you would just walk away. What? Where'd Matt go? Did I say something wrong?
Lee?
Thank you.
Anyway,
that's fun.
Should we go?
Do you want to go back to your car?
I'd like to go home at some point. I haven't seen my cat for.
I've got to go pick up my dog.
2 weeks. Shall I close this back door?
We'll do it when we get there, when we finish the podcast. It can be our closing gambit. Oh, the question is.
All right, Bobby Fischer.
Can you hold the camera?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Thanks.
Was that the question? And the question is, can you hold the camera?
Well, it was a question. Was it to be or not to be?
Oh,
that
so,
is the question.
When I went and picked up my luggage today, the woman who was lovely and the other woman who was lovely but giving me the wrong information were obviously a complete anathema in comparison to the guy I spoke with yesterday who was furious with me and telling me that things were an absolute no-no. And I said to her, you're much nicer than the guy I spoke with on the phone yesterday. And she said, who was that? I said, I don't know. Is his name Anthony? Is he the boss here? And she said, oh, it wouldn't have been him. He's lovely. Uh-huh. Well, he wasn't lovely on the phone to me yesterday. And she said, what did he say?
It might not have been him.
And I explained, and she said, Italian accent. I said, I don't know. But very good English? I don't remember. But whoever it was said that...
You didn't want to be a pizza.
Look at you. He said that he would have to call his superior. And she said, oh, no. He was having a lend of you if he said that. And I said, well, he's got Sir John Gielgud levels of being able to take a piss out of people because I believed he was furious with me. She said, no, he was just...
Oh, well, that's good to know that he's lovely to other people.
And she gave me a tip for when I want to leave my luggage there again.
Oh, what?
I'm not going to say it.
Oh, no. Because all those times you get to the airport and you want to leave your luggage, which I have done many times. What? Left luggage, but I paid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. Only if you have to escape.
I left my bike in Budapest.
That song's never going to stand.
No. Well, it was
the first from Sam Crabbe's Disco.
Yeah. I thought we both.
Do you know that gag?
No. What's that?
Really?
Yeah.
I left my hat in Sam Crabbe's Disco.
That's good.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Anyway, you left your bike in Budapest.
Yeah, because I was on my trip last year, so coming back, and I had to go to meet Anna in Croatia. So, well, the best, how am I going to do this? So what I ended up doing is I rode to Budapest, stopped there, and I left the bike at the airport, but it was a left luggage thing. And you pay at the end. Okay, cool. And so no scanning or anything like that, a massive bike box, just fully packed, just shoved in a corner. They gave me a piece of paper with my phone number on it. I said, do you want my phone number?
Because I know my number.
Yeah, because they'd written it on there, and it was obviously like a carbon thing that didn't work properly. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. And I went back a week later to pay, and they told me how much it was, and I went, oh, I went to use a card, and they're like, no. Because you've got card on the door here. You like says accepts these cards, and it's like oh no, we're not. It's a cash only today. You know, this is obviously in broken English and my broken whatever language I was trying to speak. So then I had to go around the airport, and my card for some reason wasn't working any of those like private ATMs that are in those kind of.
Well, everything was cash only that day. Even the card machines.
So and I went. I thought, what am I going to do? And I went to this mini supermarket thing inside the airport. I said, can I get cash out with a credit card? I was like, no. And then I asked someone else, like, can you just check whoever your manager is? Because otherwise I'm going to miss my flight to London. No, where is it? Not London. Somewhere. No, back to Australia. That's what I did. I flew from London back to Budapest to pick up my bike. So, yeah.
Is that where you went?
Yeah. So I got like a round the world ticket, and that's how I was like, well, I'll just leave it here and it'll fly from here, and then it'll take me from Budapest to Frankfurt. That's how I did it. Hey, there's an airplane.
You waiting for it to go over to finish your story?
Well, I just want to prove that it's an airplane.
It's quite loud, that one.
Yeah, that had its speakers on the outside.
I didn't know you were allowed to just park under airplanes.
You could be quite. Do you know? You don't know this, I've never told you this. The guy I went to primary school with, his middle brother, so he's the oldest, used to live out near Macedon, and they was one kid was really into airplanes. So he's, I think the story is something along the lines of maybe they bought him a plane flight for his 18th birthday to fly over, and a farmer shot the plane down.
What?
Yeah. Like shot at the plane and it crashed and he died.
What?
Yeah, not that long ago. Well, 20 years ago. Yeah.
God, Alanis Morissette had a field day with that.
Yeah.
Far out.
Yeah. So, yeah, but that way, I
like
mean, like
a mad farmer.
Yeah. Stop flying over my.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. They're just above us. I've got a picture of me. This won't surprise you, probably. I don't think I've looked at any of the pictures I took when I was in Hawaii, but I have got a picture of me next to.
I've looked at them.
Next to the sign. Well, they were on your camera. Next to the sign of the airport flight path saying no stopping here. And I'm stopped in front of the sign taking a photo.
You know, my auntie Catherine, because she comes from the UK, and of course, signage in the UK is very much just says what it is. Right, so no parking here. She comes to Australia. She's been in Australia for like 6 weeks, and we're in Melbourne. And she's like, "Why aren't you allowed to stop here?" Absolutely deadpan, serious. Couldn't understand why you weren't allowed to stand there. And then no standing zone and stuff like that.
Yeah, it is weird. No standing is a weird thing to say.
Yeah. It is, particularly if you're driving a car.
Well, exactly. I have never tried to get out of any of my parking fines by saying that, though, by the way.
Hands on hips. Hey, you should go and do what you got to do.
Well, thanks for coming to meet me halfway.
No worries. Thanks for coming to meet me halfway. And that was an interesting, like a driving experience. We could almost do carpool karaoke without the singing. That's what
we could do.
The singing.
I'm prepared to wear some Sia hair if I need to.
Oh, cool. She's touring.
She is.
Yeah.
She, do you reckon she's doing songs off her Christmas album?
I would like to hear that.
Might as I wrote on a friend of mine's Facebook page the other day when he posted about, he said something along the lines of, I hope she's getting Mariah Carey levels of cash for this because honestly, what's the point? And I wrote, because the first single is called Santa's Coming For Us.
Cool.
That's it, which sounds sexy and terrifying.
Yeah, that's cool. She's a phenomenal singer, so it'll be worth listening to.
Yeah. All brand new songs.
Cool. What a quirky dude.
Do we need new Christmas songs?
Yeah, we do. Because Deck the Halls is like...
What was the last new Christmas song?
I'd have to be All I Want for Christmas Is You, wouldn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is a fucking ball terror.
It's great. And her vocal on that. And whoever sings it, it's great. It's a great song.
Great song.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great song.
Do you know how close we are to Christmas?
I know how far away from last Christmas we are because I do a daily create everyday thing and we're up to day 321.
There you go.
321 before the end of it.
Remarkable.
Isn't that crazy?
It's fucking great, dude. I'm so impressed with you.
It's
I've never done anything every day. There's something I've done every day, but sometimes twice. But there's I've never written a poem every day.
They're not poems, are they?
No, well.
Well, we call them that because of the...
Because it's an easy title to, yeah.
Well, because of the magnetic poetry stuff that I use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's why.
No, but they are poetic.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Some of them are. Occasionally they rhyme.
Yeah. Obviously that's not the definition of poetry, are they?
No. No. Like any time you go to a fucking wedding or a birthday party and someone's written something for someone, you're like,
so many rhyming couplets.
At least get the rhythm right. Don't just jam in 7 extra words and then rhyme the word at the end.
What was that noise?
I don't know.
Something happened. Oh.
There's lots of noises happening.
No, but it was like a little electronic beepy noise.
Oh, is it maybe something's breaking? No, are we still recording?
Yes. That's me checking for waveforms. All right, we should go.
It's an alarm. It's alarm, definitely. It's just an internal alarm, electronic internal alarm that
there
we can hear.
There is no way, by the way, that you can't say the word definitely without me immediately thinking of Rain Man.
Okay.
I know I've said that before, but every time you say definitely, I hear a Wapner.
And it's... Yeah, okay. I'm just trying not to say other Rain Man-isms. I was about to say I'm a good driver, but those demerit points suggest that I'm not.
It was yesterday marked the occasion of 1 month until I get my full motorbike license because I was on probation for 3 years.
Oh, great.
Yep, so that's good. So I can buy a fucking big fuck off kill yourself bike. Yay.
That's exciting. Is that how they're like, you know, when you go to the motorbike superstore and you go the aisles? Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's big fuck off kill yourself bikes. Plus new helmets. December sometime, I don't know when, marks the occasion of me getting my full license with no demerit points.
Oh,
back.
Good.
I know.
So you're almost proof that it can be done.
Yes.
Almost. So you can go around driving on the phone again. Is that how you lost the points?
Oh, no. I have been done for that. I can't tell the story on camera, though, because I got out of it. That also sounds sexier than it was.
Is it as good as the story of my old housemate when we ran out of beer one night, and so he and I, well, he drove his Ford Escort to the bottle shop. Oh, it's a great car. To the bottle shop and the cops followed us all the way back from the bottle shop. We got into the driveway. The cop said, "Do you mind having a breath test?" He said, no worries. He blew over 0.05 and he said, "Do you mind telling me why you were drink driving?" And he goes, "We had to go get more beer." That is exactly what he said. It was brilliant. And he did lose his license.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, the follow-up question was, can you come to the police station with us? And then he brought home his nice printed-out breath test, and we framed it and put it up in the bathroom. I didn't frame it. No, he's our housemate, his brother, Damon, did. Yeah.
We would love if you would tell your friends about what we do here. Because it would be not here at this specific point, which I believe is a notorious meeting point, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it is now.
See?
I just saw the wheels go back in the plane.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's like a lizard that became a snake. A flying snake lizard. Those flying snake lizards.
Because I'm enjoying doing this.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And I think on occasion we speak of things that are interesting and things that are entertaining. And I think it probably, you know, I don't think you only have to know us to love us.
No, us. It's to love us. Who is that?
I don't know. Is that a song? Did I just write a song?
Maybe.
Santa's coming for us.
When was the last time you wrote a song?
I don't remember. That's how long it's been.
Cool.
It's pretty sad. Yeah. And the thing is that part of my excuse is that I'm so busy that I just don't feel energized or inspired to do anything. In addition to the fact that because I sing so much...
You don't want to sing.
I don't want to, because it won't sound good when I'm recording it, but also then I am worried about being tired to actually go to work and earn my living and sound good at gigs.
Is writing for you intertwined with recording?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's a means to an end.
Right.
I don't write for the catharsis of it.
No, I just mean like
produce some lovely piece of polished pop.
Right. I just mean like the songwriting, so like the creative process doesn't just happen in a guitar with a pen and paper or a keyboard. It actually gets recorded as the songwriting process goes along.
Oh no, both ways. Okay. I've got a guitar next to me, next to the couch in my lounge room, which is just always there, and I just pick up a noodle.
Yeah.
That's the dadgad tuning, so I've got endless recordings of, well, this is interesting, I should turn this into something.
Yeah.
But then I don't actually get around to turning it into anything. But when I have written songs, it mostly has been I start with the paper and the guitar or the instrument of choice and start writing. It's not in front of a recording device, usually. But I've realised, of course, that aside from the fact that part of that explanation as to why I don't write, because I work so many other jobs, is partly procrastination. There is the lack of inspiration because I'm tired and don't feel good and haven't got any notes that I would have wanted to have had to be able to...
Well, no, just do an EP like I just did, where you just don't, you just, like, you sing three notes.
Well, mate, I mean, that's not true about you, but I do hear lots of artists do that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, they seem to be able to pull it off, whereas for me, for my voice, it just feels fucking boring and lackluster and pointless. I want to be able to...
Yeah, okay.
You know.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, it does make sense.
But the thing I was going to say was... just for me to finish up this last bit. Is it yesterday, our gig yesterday evening?
Yep.
It ended up being, I think, 30 gigs in 20 days that I did with no days off in between. And I was fine last night, and I was sick. It's fine. So it's actually completely possible, and the workload is... completely sustainable. And I could go home today, except I've got too many other things to do. But I could go home today and sing and write, and it would be fine. So
I think you just kind of hit an interesting point about
finally,
writing.
Finally, at minute 60.
About writing and it, but your idea of what it is, not solely, but one of the main things about what it is that you want to get out of creating, and it's about just, you are very much a someone who's, in my observation, someone who really hears a song as a whole and musically, and so you have things that you go, well, I want to be able to do that because that's part of my expression to create that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And for me, which is interesting, for me, I like the lyric is the central point.
Sure.
So where I say, you know, just do what I do and just, you know, write an EP and you just sing three notes. It's like, if the focus is on the words, then your challenge is to try and tie up something melodically and sonically around that idea. Mm-hmm. Now, that is absolutely achievable with, you know, a huge palette of sounds and dynamic range and pitch and all that kind of stuff too. So I mean, clearly we both love lots and lots of music where the singers are going, oh, crap, you know.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, maybe like, but depending on what the subject matter and what you want to say and how you want to say it, the lyrics do kind of often dictate how you can say that thing. So like, certainly if I tend to write around stuff where I couldn't deliver this particularly aggressively, whereas I do have some stuff which works really well with that kind of thing. So I know what you mean when you say that, like, oh, I want it to be like this. But I've found that, incidentally, starting at the lyric makes me go, oh, I can write this little folk stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's where the lyric is.
Yeah. I mean, in general, I think you and I have quite different songwriting styles.
Oh, of course.
For one, Dom actually writes some songs.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, I think, as well with my voice, the being able to produce the thing that I hear in my head, a lot of times I can't do that on guitar because I'm just not good enough.
Mm.
But with my voice I can, except when I can't.
Yeah.
In which case I just get frustrated and sad.
Yeah, yeah.
If I can't sing a high B in the studio.
I reckon I'm the opposite. Like, I mean, I write for my... I used to, like, back in the Inside Zero days, like, that was such a gift for me, that band, because I could write stuff that I heard that I couldn't do. Because I had two mats.
Wow.
I had two mats that could do it. It's like songs like Make a Difference and stuff like that. I couldn't sing that.
Interesting.
And it was like, but I could write it. I could hear it, but I couldn't sing it. And I can play most of the things on guitar that I want to be able to play.
Yeah.
But the other way around, yeah. So I think maybe what I've just discovered about myself is I've learned to write songs that sit here.
Yeah.
And I've used the lyric to do it.
And the best songwriters I know do exactly that. Paul Simon, Billy Joel, like, they just write, where their voice sits.
Yeah. Yep. Or they get...
Rav.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he writes where his voice sits. Yep. That's...
Or they get a bunch of other people in, like the Garfunkels and the Matt Bradshaws, to do the bits they can't do.
Yeah, but I mean, you could cite a million examples to say the opposite of what I'm about to say, but those songs don't actually require any of those bells and whistles and embellishments. They don't require the skyrocketing harmony on top. They could actually just exist as the song, EP.
True. I mean, like, Bridge Over Troubled Water is an incredible song, and when Paul Simon does it, it's lovely.
Yeah, right.
But if Garfunkel hadn't introduced us to it, we wouldn't. I don't think it.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean? Like that.
Hard to know.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know because you never know. But so often, it's almost like how I get to earn a living as a cover musician. Mm. So many of the songs I do are sung by these remarkable singers originally, and I come in and do a version of them, and it's like, oh, cool! People love that song.
Yeah,
and I do an okay job, but I don't sing like that guy, that guy, that guy. Mm. Or girl. So, you know, I can do I Want to Dance with Somebody or Jolene, right? And, oh, that's such a good song, and that was a good version of that song.
Do you know Jolene?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I do everything you do, but not when you're around. Because they're your songs.
Good.
Yeah.
Fucking...
I haven't had to learn a song for 15 years. I just, you know, learn them from playing with you. Yeah.
This fucking scene.
It's 1 minute... It's 1 hour and 4 minutes.
Fuck those. Yeah,
sorry,
I gotta
go home. All right, bye everyone. Hey Matt, can you shut the back door on your way out?
Shut the front door.
I'll have that. Say goodbye.
Oh, bye. Bye. Bye everyone.
Bye. I'll have the computer.
Bye. Bye everyone.
You've got to go back. You've got to see your cat.
Bye everyone. I love you.
Yeah. Don't turn that off yet. I want them to see that you shut the back door for me.
Alright, well, fuck, I'll actually go.
Hang on, I might go up while you're talking.
What? I'll actually go. Where are my keys?
It's
all turned to custard.
If you want to send us some messages, you can contact us at podcast@trcduo.com and matt@trcduo.com.
I don't know if the point was made, but tell your friends about us. And give us a review. Give us a 5-star review. That's what they say on these podcasts.
Is that how podcasts work?
They say give us a 5-star review because it actually really helps. It gets us on Apple's radar.
I need to move on from audiobooks to podcasts more.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Because they're interesting. I mean, not this one, obviously, but others. Bye.
See ya. Thanks for shutting my back door. I've never said that to anyone before. I wonder what it would be like.
Drive safely.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, it's really loud when you shut the door.
Amazing.
And back. And front.
Your rubber's come adrift. I say your rubber's come adrift.